It's not the radio we're talking about here.
Make an impact on your team in free agency. That's the
yeah, baseball season's over, guys.
Thank you.
Then where were we?
Yes. Well, the first thing we're going to do is mention why we're here. Those of you who were here at the last VCME set of concerts know we're Calvus and Damien. We have done a radio and now internet show since 1995, interviewing composers and
for free.
Well, of course, for free. What other kind of way is there to do it?
I sure wish there were one. Not that
there's
I...
some coins here. And olives. Don't forget the olives. Well, and we have been doing the show for 14 years, and we tremendously enjoy this. And we were talking to Steve Klimowski, and he said, "Why don't you host our concerts this season for free and see how that goes?" And so that's what we're here for. And we're called Calvus and Damien. The show used to be the New Music Bazaar. We're now in the house.
The free house.
On the road. The free road.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're here. So we'll meet you again during the reception afterwards.
Which is also free.
Well, that's free to them and to us.
Oh, yeah.
How about that for a bonus? Yeah. So our guest is Michael Arnowitt. And
he's not free.
He's not free, no.
No.
He's been, we've known Michael for a very, very long time. He's played our music, and he has done some absolutely astounding performances. If you've followed his career here in Vermont and elsewhere, you know that he is not only an expert in contemporary music and an absolutely stupendous interpreter, formidable interpreter. He's also a jazz musician and composer, and he's a composer both in non-pop and in jazz, and quite remarkable. But he's going to tell us some stories about the Messiaen that we're going to hear tonight, the Rouge Gorge from the Petit Explosif d'Oiseau, and also you're going to Esquisse d'Oiseau, and you're also going to tell us something about the one piece you're playing from the monumental Varegaud.
Sure. Well, the nice story I can tell you about the first piece and about Olivier Messiaen's absolute fascination with birdsong, and that spanned his entire life. He's most famous for the phrases he wrote in the Quartet for the End of Time during World War II, but he continued his interest throughout his entire life in birdsong. And there's a nice little story of the pianist Yvon Loriot in Paris, who played most of his piano music, and she was going to premiere one of his pieces and did the obligatory thing where the pianist gets together with the composer,
yes.
Right? And as you know this very well.
That happens.
And a little bit of a twist on this is that she played through this entire, I think it was a piece for actually piano and orchestra she was going to play, of Messiaen's, and she played through the piano part for him, and she thought she had done a pretty darn good job of it. And you know, eagerly awaited the composer's comments, but she thought she had aced it pretty well. And he said, "Well, you got the notes right, all right, but the character of the bird song, you don't really have it yet. You know, what you really need to do is to go out to the country and listen to some birds in the woods and to really hear it out in the countryside." So she reports back to her mom when she gets home, apparently, and she says, "Yeah, I met the guy. Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy all around, but he's a bit of a pain. Hey, by the way, can you give me a ride out to the countryside? He said I was supposed to be there at 6 in the morning." But all's well that ended well, and she... wait a minute, they married.
They married, yes.
That's right.
There was an end to that story. He married her just so that she would continue to play his pieces for the rest of his life.
Oh, okay. We could look at it that way. I thought maybe this was all a scheme by him.
It could be.
A date. Anyway, so the first piece I'm going to play is from actually a set of pieces he wrote in 1985. So quite a ways after World War II, near the end of his life. And the one I'm going to play is called the Rouge Gorge, which basically translates to mean the robin. Although I've been lectured that the sort of robin that Messiaen could have heard in France and Europe isn't really what we hear in Vermont. But,
no, yes, different entirely. Yes.
Different entirely, but yet the robin is a member of the thrush family, and I think when you listen to this piece, you'll hear definitely some of the beautiful, beautiful songs that we get to hear all the time here in Vermont with the thrush. And I think, Dennis, you yourself wrote a piece about the wood thrush.
Did you not? I wrote several bird pieces, including Low Birds, which was based on thrushes in Vermont.
And then the second piece I'm going to play after that one relates a little bit. I believe you had mention of the Big Bang, did you not, in the first half?
Mention of?
The Big Bang?
The Blammo, actually. The Blammo.
In your intro to the first half, and Messiaen in this sixth piece of the 20 pieces of the Fan Regard. Wrote a piece about the creation of the universe. So it is. He said he was inspired by the shapes of the spirals of the galaxies that astronomers were putting out there, and all sorts of things. Stalactites, he mentions, and interesting. Thunderbolts. It's a very explosive piece, and quite a contrast to the rather contemplative first piece that I'll play for you. Also at the end of the piece, and sort of the climax near the end of the piece, he brings back his birds, his favorite birds, and they give a few squawks and nice things like that. And also the sounds of Carillon bells. He loved that, and I think he really does a marvelous job of creating that effect in the piano music. And of course, Messiaen was an organist at Notre Dame Cathedral, right? So he would know about large church bells.
Good. You want to settle yourself over there, and we'll continue a little bit here about Messiaen as you get ready to play. Messiaen was not only a composer and an organist, he was also quite an unusual theorist. He came up with a couple of particularly interesting things. He loved symmetry, and he came up with the idea of what he called non-retrogradable rhythms, which is a palindrome. The rhythm played forward is the same as the rhythm played backward, and he used that in a lot of his music. And he also came up with the modes of limited transposition, which are these musical scales of which there are very few, which no matter what note you start on, it follows the same pattern, and it too is a sort of a vertical palindrome. Very interesting composer, not among the sort of modernists. He was kind of an outlier. He was a dedicated Catholic, much as his music, like the second one you hear tonight, is very much a religious piece in a lot of ways. So here we are, two pieces, the first on the Robin, the Rouge Gorge, and the second, Par Louis, tout a été fait from the Regard sur l'Enfant Jésus. Michael Arnold.
Thank you.
a mess. Yeah, the chords don't get much bigger than that. Even when the music is quiet, it's big. This man had an incredible vision, and Michael Arnold would, of course, able to carry out that vision. If you thought organ music ended with Bach, try some Messiaen. He has a one of his very sort of religious pieces, La Nativité du Seigneur, which is a monumental organ piece, and there's a section in it called Dieu parmi nous, God among us, Dieu parmi nous, which is probably one of the most trying pieces for the instrument itself. It is so big, and I heard it performed by Virgil Fox years ago when he was alive and performing, and I thought the instrument was going to simply explode off the walls. It was incredible. So here's Messiaen, who had a very long career and wrote from the delicate piece like Gorge Rouge, that wonderful Robin piece, through this marvelous large piece. He wrote a piece called Tarangalila Symphony, which uses just about everything you can throw at it. It uses not only the full orchestra and all of the percussion. You know this piece. It's incredible. It has the onde martino in it, which is a keyboard and instrument with a slider on it, so that you can hear the sound of these swooping melodies going along with it, and of course piano and everything else he threw into that. And you were influenced by him too. You have and Dims the Welkin, that big piece with the giant chords pounding away, similar to Messiaen.
Sure.
And now change of tone. Dramatically, Chan Kanin's piece.
Born in Hong Kong?
Yes, born in Hong Kong, moved to Canada when he was very young, and winner of many prizes, actually, because his music is so colorful, so full of this kind of understanding of how each instrumental sound works. You remember Zachary Cooper's work from the top of the program. Chan Kanin's music has the same appreciation of how the instruments work. I should probably read the first two lines of that poem in my native accent.
Romanian?
Yes. Before I was in Vermont, I came from where Joyce Kilmer came from, and that was New Jersey. And so we used to say this poem. We used to say, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. That's how we would say that.
It makes sense.
Look, you can't do it. You was from southern Jersey. That's hardly even Jersey. It's more fluffy.
Yeah, what's the word?
Anyway, so very, very coloristic piece, very different. This one for clarinet, cello, and piano. And
But he didn't return our telephone calls.
He did not. We thought we would have him on the big screen, but we didn't. You've heard, if you've been to a regular fan of the VCME, you've heard his music before. Last season, they played Among Friends, Chan Kanin's, again, a lovely piece. So you hear this sort of characteristic of appreciation for the individual instruments. How are these guys doing?
None of which is here yet.
Oh, they're still out there. All right. Well, they'll be in shortly. Reminder, since we have the time, that there is a reception afterwards. You'll be able to ask all about this stuff, about the instrumental techniques as well as how some of the compositions are put together. You'll certainly be able to ask Michael how he conceptualizes a piece like the two you've heard, especially the large one, as you saw he played entirely from memory. Sometimes has been an accusation toward contemporary music that anybody could write it. Well, if anybody could write it, not everybody could memorize it, because there is such an internal logic and consistency and shape and beauty to this music that comes out when you learn it. You discover what's inside the music. And so for Michael to be able to memorize it, it had to be there. And of course, you heard the not only the bigness, but the delicacy, the sort of tiny shapes inside those big ones. So let's hear this contrast now, the music of Chan Kanin, incredibly beautiful, exquisite, not always delicate, but well-shaped and carefully woven piece. I think that I shall never see a piece from 1993.
Thank you. Thank you.
we'll bring them back one more time. Paula Ennis, Steve Klimaski, Bonnie Thurber Klimaski. Let's have them back out here again. Reception's coming up downstairs. See you there. You're listening to Calvos and Damien
in the house
on the Non-Pop International Network.